Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing great as usual. Well, I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. Our topic today on the Voice of Yoga, we'll be discussing the full moon event coming up on June 13th at 12:16 a.m. Our description of our show states that this full moon will be in conjunct Jupiter in Cancer, followed by a void of course period. So, Swami, I think maybe what we should do first is maybe kind of explain what all that means. What does in conjunct mean, and the fact that the full moon is in Sagittarius, and then, of course, what is a void of course?
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, first of all, I mean, the full moon. The full moon is when the moon and the sun are 180 degrees apart from one another. And one of the things about that aspect is that the moon is then in full visibility. That's when we can see the entire moon. And so just like, you know, anything, when you have the full view of something, you know, you've got most of the information that would be associated with whatever symbol it is that we're looking at. So the full moon is an opportunity for us in that something that started with what we called the new moon, which was when we didn't see anything at all, when the sun and the moon were on top of one another. And then the phases of the moon that are associated with this stuff would be the first quarter phase that happened, where that whatever began on the new moon now starts to break ground and has some sort of visibility. And then when we're in the full moon phase, that's when it's in full view. It's like the seed now has become a flower. And so this particular moon in Sagittarius and sun in Gemini configuration gives us a pretty good view of the mythological representation of mind. You know, because the two houses that are associated would be the third house and the ninth house. And Gemini, which would be associated with where the sun is placed, is represented by the twins. And we refer to Gemini oftentimes as the lower mind. And the concept of the twins in this case is really associated with, in yoga we call that Ida and Pingala. And, you know, it also is represented, I think, by, you know, the double helix of DNA and RNA. You know, that there's this kind of pulse, and there are different levels of consciousness. There are different dimensions of our makeup that are associated with these force fields. You know, so the concept of the lower mind is broken down into two parts, yogically. You know, that we have, you know, the path of descending prana, which is represented by our physical bodies. and all of the things that can be associated with the physical body would be, you know, come under the heading of things like instincts, appetites, preservation, survival. You know, our bodies contain programming, so it's our unconscious patterning, our conditioned responses. You know, this is the basis of our feeling state, emotions, and the body is the driving force of the entire machine. Now, the other aspect, the other twin, you know, which is the path of ascending prana, Pingala Nadi, that is more represented by the concept of intelligence, you know, and the operations of our mental functions, perception, reason, memory, intuition. And, you know, historically, intelligence is something that makes a human being different than an animal. And, you know, like what we were saying, this is a position that we have to develop and cultivate. And that's a big part of our yoga practice, is the development of these mental functions. And that's why we enlist all of these disciplines and strategies and techniques, is so that we can become, you know, this human that has the capacity to make conscious choices. And so with the moon being in the opposite sign, you know, because Sagittarius is more referred to as what's called the higher mind. You know, because one of the things about the lower mind, you know, whether it is on an instinctual primal level or an intelligent level, our rational minds are relatively limited in their functions. The rational mind is the part of the mind that is directly related to our senses. And it can really only do one thing at a time. You know, so say, for example, I mean, if you're listening to this show and you're watching something, even though your eyes, you know, have not left what it was that you were looking at, if you're hearing, you're not seeing. And if you're seeing, you're not hearing. So if you're watching something else and you're paying attention to what you're watching, you're not listening to what I'm saying. So our lower mind, the rational mind, is very limited in its functionality in that respect. I mean, you can switch back pretty quickly. But we're working with instinct, appetite, preservation, and survival. We're working with, you know, our unconscious patterns, our conditioned responses, and we're also working with our mental functions. And the higher mind, because there are parts of the mind that are doing many things at once. You know, like the part of our minds that is controlling our heart rate, our blood pressure, our body temperature, and even beyond that sense of perception, there is a part of the mind that is doing everything at once. You know, it's kind of like what in quantum physics they call non-locality. This part of this void, this nothing, where everything is happening simultaneously. And so the Sagittarius part, which I think is a really interesting image, you know, because it's represented by the centaur. You know what I mean? Here's an image that is half animal, half human. You know, so it's the integration of Ida and Pingala. It's where, you know, it's a point in human development where we have integrated and identified with these aspects of our lower mind. You know, because one of the things in the yoga practice that we always say is that intelligence without the benefit of feeling is really cold, it's calculating, it's void of passion, it's void of compassion, it's void of enthusiasm. But the flip side of that is feeling without the benefit of intelligence is perilous. That's the dynamics of addictive compulsive behavior, violence, emotionality. So the centaur is an image of something that has integrated both, you know, descending prana, instinct, appetite, preservation, and survival, and intelligence. But the other, I think, important part of the image is that the centaur holds a bow, and in the bow is an arrow. You know, so here is something that the higher mind is an instrument that can actually reach far beyond the limits of where you are now. You know, the whole concept of, you know, drawing the bow and releasing the arrow, you know, is represented by the expansion of consciousness, you know, which is a very Jupiter, I want to say, function, you know, like Jupiter is the expansive principle in astrology. So once we have integrated, you know, matter and mind, and we have balanced our unconscious awareness with self-conscious awareness, you know, that gives us access to Sushumna, you know, this middle road that they talk about, this part of consciousness that will enable us to transcend the limits of, you know, where we are now, body-bound awareness. So now, you know, with this particular full moon, I mean, we've got all of this information, you know, in full view. So it's a really good opportunity for us to kind of grasp the concept of how our minds work. And then to break it down to understand that, you know, there are different levels of consciousness and there are also different degrees of awareness.
So in our description, we say that this would be a good time to follow up on any new beginnings that originated from the new moon earlier in May, the 28th to be exact. But then we also stated that this may not be the best time for tangible results, but look for subjective changes, which will produce in the not-too-distant future. Is there kind of like an example that you can give our listeners as to what we mean by subjective changes?
Yeah, because, you know, like we had said here in this particular configuration, because the moon is... The moon is the principle of how we put things into form, the concept of mother. And because the moon is not going to be an aspect with anything, you know, after this opposition, it's usually considered to be a time when it is not fruitful, which means that we're not going to manifest things right away. But, you know, like we say in yoga, how we think is what we become. Form follows function. That everything begins on the mental plane before it will manifest on the physical plane. So here's the opportunity to use the imagery, to use your thoughts to put things in place. And then, of course, if you continue to nurture that, then, you know, it will come to fruition when the moon now starts to pick up aspects with the other planets.
All right, great. Well, when we come back from our break, I want to ask you some questions about the houses and how to build a life plan. So, listeners, we will pause for a few moments to hear a word from our sponsor. We'll be with you shortly.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody spirit, you know, feel connected to the life force.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos. A cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos. A practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of this.
Kriya Yoga Mantra and Meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Pray on prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back to the universe.
Private session. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Purna Maria, Purna Meva Vashishate.
Well, welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you are listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. Well, Swami, like I said before our break, if we could start talking about how to build a life plan. It seems that some of the questions and comments that we've received, it seems that people really want to know, well, how do I start building my life plan and working on my reality system? And they also want to know, how do we go through those houses to start shaping their lives? Could you give us maybe some thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, the whole thing is that, you know, it's kind of like when we talked about the labyrinth, you know, that our chakra system is kind of like a template for how our minds work, and it kind of categorized, you know, different departments in our lives. And the best use of that tool is to format, you know, what it is that you want. Because if you're not asking for what you want, then you're passively waiting for life to come to you. And, you know, you can wait indefinitely, and it may not even ever come. So one of the exercises that I think is really valuable is to go through your chart, to go through each house, and create, you know, a visual, to have some form of intention for that department. And when you do that, it's really important that you be very specific in how you ask for what you want. You know, Lily Tomlin, she always has that joke. She says something to the effect that all my life I always dreamed that I would be somebody. Now I wish I had been a little more specific. You know, so here's, you know, what the exercise is really all geared toward is how to be specific. You know, because you go through your first house and, you know, you look at your physical body. And, you know, is your body what it is that you want it to be? And then if it isn't, then you create an image that is on the positive side, you know, because you can't, you don't want to use imagery that is of the negative, you know, like you don't want to, you don't want to just say that I want to lose weight, you know, because what you're asking for is weight. And so what the way that you work on something like that is you have an image of, you know, what it is that you want to be and create the visual. And then, you know, going through like your second house, your finances, your resources, you know, how much money, you know, would I have if I had as much money as I want? And you, again, you can't just say I want a lot of money. because a lot of money, $10, could be a lot of money to somebody, but it might not be a lot of money to you. But you asked for a lot of money. And so, or you might get, you know, something completely different than what it is that you're asking for. So you ask for very specific things. And then again, like we're saying, you go through each house. And if you don't know what the houses are, you know, you can go on your computer and Google it. But the trick is to go through each one, to write down what it is that you want, and then make sure that your images are in the positive form. And then if you didn't listen to the Labyrinth show that we did, you know what I mean, that video might be a good thing that you may want to look at, you know, that you can get from our website, because that will give you an organized way of looking at that department in your life on a regular basis, because that was one of the things that we talk about. You know, a lot of us, we're building our lives left to our own devices, which means we could be preoccupied with certain departments in our lives and not really putting much energy into other aspects. And then, of course, it creates this imbalance or disease. So that's an important tool in being able to affect the balance in your life. But then the exercise of creating visuals is also very helpful.
I know I've heard you talk about saying things like if a student, you know, would say something, you would say, well, that's not a good visual. I've heard you say that before. So I know that's very important to be very specific as to what we ask for and how we ask for it. But my next question has to do with not only just starting to work on our life plan, but you also say to work on our reality system. Can you give us a little more insight on that?
Yeah, how we perceive life, you know, and also, again, coming back to the balance of everything and, you know, what is real? Because, again, you know, understanding ourselves means understanding ourselves in the way that we're created, and that means that there's going to be interplay between a physical body, a mental body, and a spirit body. So when you are creating your reality system, you don't want to make sure that you're not just preoccupied with the pain, pleasure, control dramas of your physical body. And you don't want to just get lost in imagery, you know, in your hopes and dreams. And that you also want to have a sense of connectedness to this greater whole. You know, because that's one of the reasons why our system of yoga is a path of action, it's a path of knowledge, and it's a path of devotion. You know, because that's one of the things that we have been talking about in these shows is, you know, everything is going to be pivotal and determined by what it is that we desire. You know, because if we desire particles, we will be more of an animal nature. If we desire waves, images, we will be more of a human nature. But if we desire the void, we will be of a divine nature. And of course, the most optimal position of desire is to desire nothing. And I always think of like what C.S. Lewis said, something to the effect that if we aim for earth, you know, we get nothing. If we aim for heaven, earth comes with it. You know, it's like we've got these options, we've got these choices, and we also have, you know, these different resources. And if we can identify, and because that's a big part of the yoga practice, is first we have to divide and conquer before we can unite and stand. You know, so what is it that's valuable to me? Second house. You know, am I using what I need to produce the feeling that I'm happy? You know, or am I attached to a, you know, inferior source of sustenance?
I want to invite our listeners out there to visit our website so that they can get more insight as to, like you had mentioned earlier, the Labyrinth video. We have tools that are available to our listeners to assist them in building their life plan and be aware of their reality systems and things like that. So in closing, I would invite our listeners to, again, you know, visit our website, follow us on Pinterest and Twitter, Facebook as well, and to keep those comments and questions and curiosities coming. We do enjoy hearing from you, and Somi will, of course, respond back to you. Now, before we talk about our program next week, do you have any final thoughts about this full moon that's coming up?
Well, again, you know, I mean, good time for you to make a lot of, you know, subjective changes, changing in how we're thinking and how we're feeling about, you know, our reality system. And then the other thing is it's a really good time for us to format, you know, our aspirations. You know, this whole thing of what we talked about, you know, Dharma, duty, my responsibility, who am I, what's my unique talent, what would my life look like if I was doing exactly what I want to be doing, and then what's my dharma, what's my duty. The universe gives us life, but it's expecting us to give back on some level. You know, so again, you know, having this sense of collective purpose lends a tremendous amount of meaning to an incarnation. It's very productive of energy, which is a very different thing than if I am preoccupied with my own pain, pleasure, control dramas, if it's just about me. And that's part of, you know, what we learn, you know, with this, you know, accessing the higher mind. You know, my sense of connectedness to a greater whole. You know, my sense of responsibility. And what it does is it kind of gets me out of, you know, that just that limited perspective of seeing myself as separate. You know, that I'm an intricate part of something bigger.
Well, thank you for that. And again, I want to invite our listeners to contact us if you would like any help as you take advantage of this opportunity of the full moon. Well, next week on our program, we are going to be talking about temptations and the struggle between good and evil. Should be a great program. Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning into our program today on The Voice of Yoga. I am Lisa Winton. And with me is Swami Jayananda. Signing off, have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.
Yeah, and with that, you know, I'll wish everybody, you know, a great week and a happy full moon on a Friday the 13th. And wish everybody a Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.